Welcome to Risky Business News, a podcast on the recent news from the cybersecurity industry. This is Cătălin Câmpanu. Today is September 19 and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. We're going to start today's show with news that internet racist suspect Kiwi Farms disclosed a security breach over the weekend. In a series of messages posted on its Telegram channel and its official website, the site's administrator said that one of its third-party service provider, Ukrainian forward proxy service VSIS, got hacked on Saturday. The Kiwi Farms admin said the hacker gained access to his account through VSIS's systems and bypassed his password and account to factor authentication. The intruder then changed all user avatars with the logo of another website, wiped the forum index, and then attempted to export the site's user database. Kiwi Farms said that based on internal logs, the export operation appears to have failed, but the admin told users to assume that their data might have been compromised through other means. The incident sparked quite a panic among the site's users, most of whom now fear that their real identities could be revealed through the stolen data, which is a very plausible scenario for users who did not practice good OPSEC when registering on the site. Kiwi Farms user fearing getting doxed is very ironic since the site has built a reputation for doxing other internet users, such as people of color, members of the trans community, and women supporting feminist causes. Moving on to other data breach news, mobile banking operator Revolut said it was hacked after a third party gained access to its systems and stole the data of 50,000 of its customers. The company said the hacker gained access to one of its databases through the use of social engineering methods, but did not elaborate further. In a statement to Polish tech blog Trusted Third Party, Revolut said the breach impacted only 0.16% of its customers. The company disclosed the breach last Friday in a notification filed with Lithuania's data privacy regulator, where the company holds a banking license. Also in data breach news, Rockstar Games, the gaming studio behind the Grand Theft Auto game, also confirmed it was hacked on Sunday. The company admitted to suffering a security breach after a user leaked more than 90 videos showing gameplay from the upcoming GTA 6 video game. The hacker claimed to be the same person who also hacked Uber last week and said he was also in possession of the GTA 6 source code. In other data breach news, hackers describing themselves as a couple from Vietnam took credit for the recent security breach of the Intercontinental Hotel Group earlier this month. The duo told BBC in a private conversation that they gained access to the hotel's network after tricking an employee into downloading and installing malware on their system through a booby-trapped email attachment. Once they got in, the hackers said they then found a password vault for many of the hotel's group's internal systems, including its main database, which they said was allegedly protected by a password of QWERTY1234. The hackers said they tried to install ransomware on the hotel's network, but after failing, they wiped the database instead as a way to take petty revenge on the company. Also in breach news, both Uber and LastPass posted updates for their recent security breaches. Uber said that while they're still investigating an incident from last week when a supposed teenager gained access to their internal network, they said they found no evidence to suggest the intruder gained access to any sensitive user data. Similarly, LastPass said that its breach from last month also appears to be smaller in scale than previously believed, as the intruder only had access to its developer systems for a period of only 4 days. Another breach was also reported in Singapore last week, where the data of more than 340,000 users who registered on the Starbucks Singapore web portal was put up for sale in underground cybercrime forums last week. The company confirmed the breach on Friday in an email sent to affected customers, informing them that their names, home, and email addresses were exposed in the incident. Moving on to government and policy-related news, as part of its plan to bolster cybersecurity across the country, the Biden administration on Friday launched a long-awaited federal cybersecurity grant program that will funnel up to $1 billion in funds to state and local governments to upgrade their digital defenses. Meanwhile, in Europe, the Kosovo government drafted a new law last week meant to establish a cybersecurity agency in the country after a series of DDoS attacks disrupted the activity of major telecom providers and government agencies throughout the summer. But in bigger news, the Romanian government has banned the use of Russian antivirus software on the network of central and local governments. Authorities cited the risk of these products being used to launch cyber attacks against Romanian government agencies. The Romanian government said that its decision is only temporary and the ban will last for as long as Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Officials ordered IT departments to uninstall all existing products or disconnect them from the internet. Polish authorities similarly banned Russian antivirus software from its government networks back in June. Moving on to cybercrime-related news, Aubrey Carroll, a Canadian hacker and a member of the Anonymous Activist Collective, said he was raided last week by Ontario police. Carroll said that all his devices were seized and as a result of the raid was later also evicted from his rented home. Carroll told CyberScoop that he believes the FBI is also involved in the investigation, but could not tell what the raid was about. Meanwhile, Microsoft has also issued a security alert for its Twitter account on Friday about Dev0796, a new threat actor group that uses malicious links posted inside YouTube comments to redirect users to malicious ISO file downloads that will then install a malicious ClickFraud browser extension on victims' devices. Now, in some good news for ransomware victims, Romanian antivirus maker Bitdefender released on Friday a free decryptor for past victims of the LockerGoga ransomware. Activity from the LockerGoga ransomware stopped last fall after Europol detained 12 LockerGoga members in Ukraine and Switzerland. Bitdefender said they created the decryptor as part of a joint effort between them, Europol, the No More Ransom Project, the Zurich Public Prosecutor's Office, and the Zurich Cantonal Police. Meanwhile, in other threat intelligence news, we have yet another low-level pro-Russian activist group on the scene. Going by the name FKNO, the group launched operations over the weekend, vowing to carry out cyber attacks against Western and NATO targets. In vulnerability research, web security company Arrow said it discovered that the advanced spellchecker system in Google's Chrome browser and the Microsoft Editor spellchecker in Microsoft Edge upload the text they verify to Google and Microsoft servers, respectively, leading to situations where personal data and passwords may end up being logged on these servers. The good news for users is that while these advanced spellchecking systems are included in both Chrome and Edge, they are not the default ones and users have to manually enable them for any leaks to occur. Meanwhile, in a pretty strange incident reported last week, Sam Curry, an Omaha-based web application security researcher, said he received $250,000 from Google in what appears to be a mistake in the company's bug bounty payout system. Curry said he's more than willing to return the funds, but nobody from Google has reached out yet. And last but not least, Malwarebytes security researcher Alexandra Donek, more commonly known as Hasherzad, has open-sourced the code of PEBear, a freeware reversing tool for Windows PE files. This is it for today's news. Today's show was sponsored by Proofpoint. You can find links to our reports mentioned in this podcast in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com or on our website at risky.biz.